How was the first day here? What did you how do you get acclimated?
It's been cool. You know, I got in from an early flight, came in, just met the team. Real nice guys, real great guys. They invited me in, welcomed me in. I was great for that. Then watched film, learned a little bit about the offense, and just been out here trying to learn the offense, learn the defensive schemes, and just trying to get acclimated with everything.
How similar or dissimilar is it to stuff you've done in the past?
A lot of it's similar. A lot of it's similar. Offense is different, but defensive schemes and stuff like that is kind of similar with how I played in Denver with Mike Malone for a little bit, and just the concepts are just kind of the same.
How did you find out?
Oh, man, I found out late last night, like 10:30 something. And I didn't answer the phone for the first two calls because I don't ever answer the phone if I don't know your number. That's just how I've always been. So I didn't answer. My agent called me and was like, answer your phone. Utah's calling you. So I answered real fast then. I was like, all right. So picked up the phone. They told me they're excited to have me. And I was excited. I couldn't even sleep last night. I had like a 6:30 a.m. flight. I've been up since like 4:50. I've just been so excited to be here.
You guys in Reno last night, or?
We were in Idaho, so I'm just in a duffel bag right now. I gotta get some clothes, man. So,
you worked out with the Jazz 2 years ago, actually at the same time as Rudy Gobert, who you ended up traded for in that draft. What do you remember about that workout?
Honestly, I don't remember too much. I remember meeting Rudy. I remember Matthew Dellavedova, some other guys, but that's really kind of all I remember. I remember that altitude kicked my butt. I did remember that, but honestly, that's really it, man.
In terms of, kind of explain your game to Jazz fans. What is it that they can expect?
I'm a scoring guard. I can make a lot of good plays. Really fast. I'm a defensive person. Get up and pressure you. Make things happen. But I'm really known for scoring the ball. And I know I'm not going to score the ball tons here. I got great players, Hayward and Rodney Hood and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to make plays, get everybody open, and just try to be a good point guard.
Were you in that film session this morning too?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
What did you see there?
Right now, it was just this concept of them, just all the mistakes they made against Detroit game, and just basically learn their offense. They did a little offensive clips of where the spacing should have been, how the spacing should have been, how the pick should be set up, where the pick should be on the floor. So just trying to figure out the floor spacing and stuff like that.
Outside of learning scheme and things like that, is there anything else specifically you're working on?
I think my main focus when I get out here is just learning all the plays, being able to know straight from the jump, whenever I get my chance. I don't know when it will be, but whenever I get called on, just be able to know things, be able to catch on real quick, and be able to bring the defensive intensity. I want to be able to pick the ball at full court, make the defensive guys, make the offensive guys work, and just bring some energy to the team.
You've obviously been in the league, but going to the D-League, did that help your game, did it change anything for you?
It helped my game a lot, honestly. When I went to Denver first, I turned into a passing point guard, and then everybody kept yelling at me and telling me that's not who you are, be who you are. So, I think that getting my whole mindset back, not just saying scoring the ball is everything, but just making plays for others. I'm really quick. I can get in the lane. I can make plays. And so I think that really helped me get my mentality back of who I am. Don't change who you are.
You guys are such different players, but since you were involved with that trade with Rudy, did you get that? Did you get comparisons or anybody talk to you about that? I guess fans or you hear anything like that?
Oh, yeah. You hear the fans, man. The fans were, giving me, a lot of stuff. But, I'm happy, man. Rudy's trying to be a great player. He's a great player. He's been doing a heck of a year. And, I'm just excited to be here with the Utah Jazz. I'm excited to be here with the team, and I'm excited to see how things go.